A New York State senator from the Hudson Valley is running unopposed in November, but an Orange County activist is looking to change that. Republican Senator John Bonasick of Mount Hope in Orange County is running for his 10th two-year term in the 42nd District, which includes Sullivan County and parts of Delaware, Orange, and Ulster counties. Activist Pramila Malik, who is with Protect Orange County and fights against the CPV Valley Energy Center in Wayweyanda that is under construction, has submitted to the New York State Board of Elections some 1,600 petitions for the opportunity to ballot.
This is an entirely grassroots effort. This is a people's campaign, and we got 1,600 signatures in 5 days, which, I mean, I don't know if it's precedented or not, but it's pretty, I think, impressive. And that's because of people who are really concerned about the future of New York State and our health and safety and our environment.
The minimum number of petitions required is 1,000, but that doesn't mean Malik's name will be on the ballot in November. Rather, Democratic voters could write in a candidate's name, which could be Malik's or someone else's.
And if that is the case, there are many people who would write my name in, and I would be more than happy to do this because nobody is challenging him. And because of that, all of the issues are not getting a full and fair public airing out. And they're not part of the election discourse, and they really should be.
According to a State Board of Elections spokesman, Bonasick's campaign has filed a general objection to Malik's petitions and would need to file specific objections by August 1st to move forward. In an emailed statement concerning Malik's push for the opportunity to ballot, the Bonasick campaign writes, quote, "This process appears to be spearheaded by the Orange County Democratic chairman, and as such, it is advised that you speak with him," end quote. Brett Brogy is chair of the Orange County Democratic Committee. He says both the county and state Democratic committees approached a number of potential candidates early on, but none committed to run. Brogy says he did offer assistance to Malik.
And certainly it was late in the petition process when we first got in touch. I was certainly interested in having a Democrat run for this seat. So, you know, I certainly provided her with the direction and some other assistance to get this thing off the ground. But at this point, you know, I think it'll certainly be up to her to decide how to run her campaign.
The state Democratic Party did not reply to requests for comment. Malik, who resides in Minisink in Orange County, fought against the Minisink compressor station that has been up and running since 2013. She says environmental and a host of other issues should be discussed among candidates.
Again, I'm not a career politician, but I am looking forward to a vigorous campaign and a vigorous debate.
Malik and activist and actor James Cromwell stood outside a Stop Legoland forum in Goshen July 18th, urging registered Democrats on their way in to sign Malik's petition. While there, Malik voiced concerns about Merlin Entertainment's proposed Legoland theme park for Orange County. Bonasick, in a July 20th press release, announced his support for the project, contingent upon issues related to water, sewer, and traffic being resolved. Bonasick chairs two Senate committees, Judiciary and Racing, Gaming, and Wagering. He is a member of 9 other committees. Bonasick, who advocated for casinos in the Catskills for some time, is credited with helping to make this a reality. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.